Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
50674.
All right, thank you. And what's your name, sir?
My name is Jeffrey Cannon. C-A-N-N-O-N. And that's Jeffrey with a R-E-Y.
Two F's.
Yes, two F's, R-E-Y.
Thank you.
The reason I'm calling, I took the survey for the Dyson vacuum sweeper last week, and I put a credit card or a debit card number in and paid the $5 shipping, and now they keep telling me to go back and do the survey again and go through the bill payment and everything. I already did that last week.
You say you didn't do it?
I did last week.
All right. Can you do this for me? Can you verify your address? I mean, not your address, but your email address for me.
Jeffrey Cannon, 373@gmail.com.
You said 373@yahoo.com?
No, @gmail.com.
Okay, 373@gmail. I'm sorry.
Jeffrey Cannon.
Uh-huh.
C-A-N-N-O-N, 373@gmail.
All right, yes. Thank you, sir. Just letting you know I got it. Hopefully this retrieves your account. And it did it. Can you provide me the last four of the card that was used in the transaction?
1431.
All right, thank you. And that didn't, neither, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Mr. Jeffrey.
Yes.
Yes, sir. That didn't retrieve the account.
What?
It didn't get you pulled up.
It didn't take the $5 out of the debit card last week for that shipping on the Dyson?
So you're saying you were billed the $5?
Yes.
Do you have a confirmation order number or anything?
I got about five of them. You want me to read them all to you?
No, sir. I just need one, and hopefully it'll get you pulled up.
Okay, let me look here. Home Depot reconfirmed you are lucky to win.
I can't hear.
Dyson vacuum registration confirmation, 36153.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another Dyson vacuum registration confirmation. It's a 18264.
These are order numbers.
These are the registration confirmation number.
All right. Can you give me that second one again?
The second one is 18264.
18264.
18264. First one is 36153.
All right. I can tell you right now, these charges aren't with us.
Okay.
Why? Yeah, I can tell you now, these charges aren't with us. Because our order
it's
numbers, no, sir, they're not with us.
Okay. Let me give you another one.
All right. Go ahead.
We'll find you here.
All right. You're fine. Take your time, sir.
Okay, Dyson vacuum registration confirmation, 75103. 75103.
All right, thank you. Give me one second, please. I'm sorry, sir. That didn't get it pulled up neither. No, sir. I ran all the information that you'll need to sign up, and it didn't get the account pulled up. We do help over 400 different companies and customers, So it may be a good chance, but you can call your credit card company and see if they can give you a more concrete number of who could be charging you.
Hold on a second, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now I got another Home Depot winning announcement for you. 205-205.
That was 205-205?
Yes.
Thank you. Hold on 1 second.
I'm inside of a metal building right now, and it's raining the cats and dogs out.
Yes, sir, I can hear that. But that these charges aren't with us, sir. I just want to let you know, just along with that zip code, I would have got you pulled up. You wouldn't need all this information.
Yeah, just to fill me everything. Instead of one, I filled out the credit card information and submitted it, and you don't have no record of it?
That is correct, sir. And I think you just contacted the wrong customer support. You're on track, but it's the wrong company.
So just a minute here. Okay, here's another confirmation number, 557-431.
Thank you. No, sir. You want to try the last four of the card or the first six?
What's that?
You want to try the last four of the card?
Last four of the card is 1431.
And what was that name again, sir?
Jeffrey Cannon, JeffreyCannon.
All right, thank you, sir. Hold on for me 1 second. And it won't be in no one else's name that you know may have access to your account. And it's no one else around you that these charges could be, that can get these, have made these charges?
No.
All right, sir, but they're
not. Okay, hold up. That card has my wife's name on it. Doreen Cannon. D-O-R-E-N-E. C-A-N-N-O-N.
It said D-O-R?
E-N-E.
E-N-E. And that last name,
Cannon,
I got you.
All right.
All right, hopefully that was the problem. We'll get you pulled up, sir. No, sir, her name didn't even retrieve it. And that should have retrieved. That's how I know most definitely it's not with us.
Where do I go to find out why, when I'm going to get my dice? It said I won, and I filled out the information and submitted it.
But see, that's a contest entry also. So you're entering to that contest to win that Dyson. So you haven't won it yet.
I took the survey and everything, and it said I won.
If you would have won, it would have said, "Congratulations, Mr. Cannon. You'll receive your Dyson on such and such day. You are a weekly winner of that Dyson."
5 to 7 days. It said I would receive it in 5 to 7 working days.
I mean, Congratulations, sir.
What's that?
Yes, sir. But you contacted the wrong company. I'm happy that you won, but it's not with us.
What other company is there?
If you can contact your bank or your credit card company, I'm pretty sure they can give you another number where you'll see that these charges aren't with us, and hopefully it'll help you.
Okay. Home Depot Administration, April 21st.
I'm sorry. See, I wasn't able to get your account pulled up, so you don't have a cancellation code.
A confirmation code, you mean?
Correct.
Because you've won, Jeff Cannon. Please confirm receipt. Open now.
And what day they said that you'll be receiving that, Dyson?
It said 5 to 7 working days.
I mean, hey, sir, I'm glad that you won. So your call is, you're calling about that charge? I'm just asking because I don't have your account information. I'm trying to see, like, really what's happened with your account. Because if you won, then you won. But
it
is a contest entry. That's a contest entry. You may want to read over it again.
It says, reconfirmed, you're our lucky winner.
That's why I said, Mr. Cannon, if you won, you know, that's good. But these charges aren't with us. You want to try your address?
My address?
Yes, sir.
103 and a half South Carpenter Street, Sumner, Iowa.
You said South Carpenter Street?
103 and a half South Carpenter Street.
All right.
It's an apartment.
All right, thank you. And what city and state?
Sumner, Iowa, 50674.
That's
Sumter? Sumner, Sumner, Iowa.
Thank you.
50674 is the zip code.
Thank you. It's not going to pull you up, sir.
What's that?
It's not going to pull you up. It's not going to pull you up. I don't want to hold you on the line, sir, just running all this information when I know that this call is supposed to have been over like 3, 4, 5 minutes ago if I would have got your account pulled up, sir. So you have to contact your bank or your credit card company. And see who this is billing you, and maybe they'll give you the number where you won't have to cancel your card. They're not with us, sir. I would have got you pulled up, Mr. Ken.
It says, now this one says you maintain up for Dyson Vacuum customer survey. Well, I already took that freaking survey last week. That was
right.
Yesterday. All
right, that's what I'm saying.
You want what? It says Dyson Vacuum yesterday to SOEIKRL at AOL.com, ST.
Sounds like a merchant name, sir.
Okay, try my phone number. 319-327-1874.
I had rang your phone number like 3 times.
What's that?
I had rang your phone number 3 times. I just wasn't telling you. I was running your phone number. That's one of the first things I ran.
Okay, you've won. Yes, you can. Please confirm the receipt.
And our number is the only number that's showing up. You don't see another contact number. I'm pretty sure it's got to be another contact number.
So now it's not even, not when you pull the other pages up.
Yes, sir. I do apologize, Mr. Cannon, but I know these charges aren't with us. They aren't with us.
What the hell kind of racket's going on here?
And that's why I said you can call your credit card company. They'll be able to tell you. At least give you a number to who you can call that's billing you.
Hold on here, okay? SecureAlohaPrices.com.
I'm sorry, sir. Can you repeat that?
Okay, now I lost you. Okay. Secure. AlohaPrices.com.
All right, thank you. Secure Aloha.
Yep, A-L-O-H-A, prizes.com.
Gotcha. Nope, didn't get you pulled up.
Now it comes up 400 bad request. What the hell?
That's why I say you might just have to call your bank or your credit card company and see what's going on. Huh.
Okay, thanks for the help.
No problem, sir. You have a good day. Thank you for calling the customer support.
Thank you.
All right, sir.